You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As Christians, we have a responsibility to submit to civil government. Know more about what it means to submit to authority in week one of Authentic.
We are starting a brand new series. Okay? It's called Authentic. All right, I forgot my line. No. Sige. So today we will be starting this brand new series, Authentic. Just to, you know, maybe para mas maintindihan natin sometimes kasi pag iniisip mong authentic, minsan iba yung iniisip natin eh. So I actually look for a definition of authentic. All right, ito yung definition niya. Made or done in the traditional or original way. Made or done in the traditional or original way. Or in a way that is faithfully resembles an original. Alright? Yun po yung authentic. So authentic could all actually be, another meaning for authentic is actually real and, you know, hindi fake, kagaya nung nakita natin sa bumper video. But it also mean this, that in a way that faithfully resembles an original. Kaya nga po, when you go, you know, even if you're in the Philippines, you can actually find authentic Vietnamese restaurant. Right? You don't have to be in Vietnam to find, you know, to take, have a taste of authentic Vietnamese restaurant. Or, if you want to go to an authentic French restaurant, diba? All you gotta do, you don't have to go to France to do that. Meron dito. Kasi faithfully resembles an original. The same is true with what? Birth certificate. Di ba pag naka-apply kayo, hinihingan kayo ng birth certificate? And then you don't normally give them the original from na nandun talaga. No, you can actually have, what do we have? Authenticated birth certificate. It actually becomes official. Pagka authenticated. Di ba? Pagka yung certified true copy na authenticated pa. So, that is not, it resembles an original. The same is true with your marriage license. Di ba yung marriage license mo? Pagka kailangan mo mag-apply somewhere, you will have to use it. Kailangan mo ng authentic na marriage license. At yun, that's what an authentic is. It's not an original, but it resembles faithfully the original. And the same is true with us because yung original si Jesus eh. Diba tayo, we actually resembles, what we want to do is to faithfully resembles Jesus. That is why this series authentic, because we want to make sure that as believers, we will be able to show people what an authentic believer look like in four aspects of life. So let me just show you some more other things na medyo pang-connect lang natin sa ano, no? Imbis na Starbucks, Starbuds, no? Medyo malayo, ano? Okay. What about this one? Oh, nakuha na yung puma, no? Alright? Or, hindi Levi's, ano? Elvis. Ito, gusto ko to. Okay. So in the next 4 weeks, this is what we want to talk about. Okay, being authentic and as an authentic Christian in relationship to our, you know, to authority. So week one, submit to authority. Week two, love your neighbor. Week three, we'll be talking about help the weak. And week four, we'll talk about proclaim the gospel. So yan po yung ating pag-uusapan in the next 4 weeks. Okay, let's all stand as we read God's word today. We'll be reading from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 7. Romans 13, verses 1 to 7. By the way, in the next 4 weeks, ito po yung pag-uusapan na Romans 13, 14, and 15. So we'll be at the book of Romans. So as an assignment, maybe what you can do in the next 4 weeks is to actually read Romans 13, 14, and 15. But if you want to do more, you can actually read the entire letter of Romans so that you can have the context of what we're talking about. All right? So here it is. Let every person be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Verse 2. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resist God, what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. Verse 4, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is a servant of God, an avenger who carries God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. Verse 6, for because of this you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, and honor to whom honor is owed. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. We pray that your presence will be with us, that your Holy Spirit will speak to us. Help us, Lord God, to understand your word, and help us, Lord, to be doers of your words. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, chapter 13 of the book of Romans is actually quite controversial. The truth of the matter is, if you read chapter 13, 14, and 15, it is kind of controversial. It is not an easy thing to follow. Parang nga itong sumunod lang dun sa, I wish Jesus didn't say that. This is basically one of them as well. Okay, kasi pag-uusapan natin nga, is submission to authority. And what we need to understand, that all, you know, lalo-lalo, we're talking about not just authority per se, but we're actually talking about the government. Okay, we're talking about the civil government, the civil authorities. Can we really obey these people? Is it, you know, I am sure one way or the other, some of us, if not all of us, have experienced something bad about the government. Tama po ba? You know, and then when Paul was writing this letter to the believers, you have to understand that at this point, this was about 57 AD. Okay, 57 AD, one of the most cruel emperor actually came into power. And that is Nero. Nero was in power on AD 54. The guy before him was it Gaius or Caligula? Basta, there's another guy. You can find it out. I can't remember his name. It's in Acts chapter 18, verse 2. Okay, Acts chapter 18, verse 2. Nandun po yung emperor's name before Nero. So Nero was probably in his position for 3 years pa lang. And persecution wasn't really that bad yet at this point. But you have to understand that, you know, itong mga emperors, they're very interesting. Because some of them would do everything to protect their power. Even would go as far as killing their own families so that they would not be taken out of power. And Nero, at this point, wasn't very, hindi pa siya masyadong salbahe, no? Pero when you think about it, lahat po ng mga emperors, most of them, if not all, would want to be called God as well. So they want to be, you know, they want people to worship them. So when Paul was writing this letter to everyone to submit to authority, medyo mabigat ito. But what you have to understand, and I think our goal for today, is for all of us to understand that government, or seats of government, of power and authorities, did not originate from man. It actually all came from God. It was all his idea. Okay, before there was no government, there was God. So yung government, si God yung nag-isip niyan. And hindi rin yung tao ang nagsusustain niyan, si God din. So when we think about it, so kasi marami tayong iniisip, baka mamaya may nag-iisip sa inyo ngayon, maaaring meron kayong negative experience with our government, or you don't agree with what the leaders are doing right now. Kasi dami pong issues, no, in our nation today. And I think it is very timely that we talk about this. But let me just show you na itong government talaga, pinatern ito kay God eh. And let me read to you Isaiah 33 verse 2. For the Lord is our judge. Okay? For our Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. It is He who will save us. So basically, makikita mo dyan yung tatlo nating branch of government, di ba? Judiciary, the legislative, and the executive. Pero pag tiningnan mo, it is really even before we thought of this idea of government, naisip na yan ni God. And what I want us to understand is that, you know, yung itong government that we have right now is something that God has thought of before. Naisip niya na yan. And so my goal today is for us to really understand ano ba yung puso ni God sa government? Ano ba yung puso ni God sa authorities? And ano yung dapat natin gawin as believers? Because you have to understand, again, during the time when Paul was writing this, he was writing to a believer, or a group of believers, and he was saying to them, ito yung, okay, let me just share with you, okay, ito yung three things that we want to talk about today. Ano yung maintindihan natin sa government, and then three things then dapat natin gawin in response to what God wants for us, okay? Government is God-ordained. That's number one. Government is God-ordained. Si God ang nag-isip niyan, at siya ang naglagay niyan. Siya yung nag-isip niyan, okay? That is why in verse 1, it says, let every person, okay? Not just some person. Paul was talking to the believers mainly, and most likely, he was talking to Gentiles and Jews, okay? You have to also understand that Paul was a Roman citizen. Again, makikita niyan sa book of Acts, that he's a Roman citizen. So he enjoys the citizenship and alam niya yung nangyayari sa government nila. But what he's saying here, what Paul is saying is that let every person, walang exception, okay? Look at the person next to you. Say mo, that's you. Okay? The Bible is actually telling us not let every person be subject to the governing authorities. To the governing authorities. So, kung ano man yung authorities na nandyan, again, let's just put this in perspective, no? 54 AD, Nero was the emperor of Rome. But prior to his time, at about 49 AD, all the Jewish believers, actually not just believers, all the Jewish people were kicked out of Rome. Because of this one particular emperor. Let me just go to that. I can't get it over with. I'm sorry. Okay. Acts 18:2. It's not in my PowerPoint, but it's here. Let me just read it to you. Acts 18, verse 2. Okay, this is what Paul said. After this, Paul left Athens, verse 1 in Corinth, okay? You don't have to go there. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius, okay, that's the emperor before Nero. Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. Claudius, Emperor Claudius, forcibly asked people to leave Rome. Okay, if you're a Jew, you're not allowed to stay in Rome anymore. Okay, biglang nagkaganon, no? Eh, wala ba namang nangyayari sa ating gano'n naman, di ba? Wala ba namang palang, unless na-evict yung bahay mo, no? Na kinuha ng bangko, and then si sheriff ka, patatanggalin ka. Yeah. Pero normally, walang nangyayaring ganun sa atin. Can you imagine these people, the Jewish people, the Jewish believers, not and they were in Rome, they were settled, okay, nandun yung pamamuhay nila, and yet all of a sudden, this emperor, Claudius, commanded them to leave Rome. And then 54 AD, when Nero came into the picture, they were allowed to go back to Rome. Yung po lang yung ating, para alam lang natin na meron silang pinagdaraanan. And when they were saying, when Paul was saying this, okay, medyo mabigat ito sa kanila. Can you imagine Paul saying, you need to submit to these authorities. Submit to the governing authorities. Submit to the emperor of Rome. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. So you have to understand, si God nag-institute dun eh. So that, and when you look at this, even in the Old Testament, paulit-ulit ito sinasabi ni God. Paulit-ulit, even Jesus acknowledges this. Remember when Jesus was in front, was talking to Pontius Pilate? What did Pontius Pilate tell him? When he was, you know, really asking him, tell me, how can I, who are you? These people are saying that you're the king of the Jews. And then Jesus wasn't saying anything. Jesus was so quiet. And then Pontius Pilate said something very interesting. He said, you don't want to talk to me? Don't you know that I have authority over your life? I can help you. And then Jesus actually said, no, actually, you don't have any authority over me. The only authority and power you have was given to you by my Father. Jesus acknowledges that. That all governing authorities, all everyone in power, is instituted by God. Ayaw niyo maniwala? Okay. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21 says this. He changes time and seasons. He removes kings. This is God. And set up kings. This is God's job. God is the one who removed kings. Okay? He's the one that removes kings. Pagka they're not serving what his purpose, he takes them out. And he sets someone up. That's God's job. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1 says this. Okay, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as are the water courses. He turns it in whichever way he wills. Isn't that amazing? This is God. So every power, every authority, every governing authority, whether good or bad, no matter what type, God is in control. Kumbaga, a picture word of that is that, you know, parang water hose. That God, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. He can point it wherever he wants, and he will, you know, he does whatever he wills. All right? Isaiah chapter 43. This is God saying, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my what? My servant. Isn't that interesting? Nebuchadnezzar is a wicked king. Okay, he took over the nation of Israel. Again, this is the Old Testament. Old Testament name. Alam ni God eh. And this is the guy he used to actually judge his people. And he calls this king his servant. He calls this king his servant. Not only that, Cyrus, in Isaiah chapter 45, thus says the Lord, his anointed. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Okay? God wrote this letter, said this, about 150 years before Cyrus came. Are you getting this? This was 150 years before Cyrus came into power. The Lord already mentioned his name and said that he will be in power, and he called him what? His anointed. His servant. So really what I want us to understand, that there is no power and no one has authority independent of God. No one has authority independent of God. Maybe they're thinking that they got themselves in power. But the truth of the matter is, God is sovereign. So no matter kung sino man yung nakaupo doon na presidente today in our nation, to bring it closer to home. No matter who is sitting as a president of your subdivision. No matter who is sitting as a barangay captain of your area. No matter who it is that is the mayor of your city. No one has authority independent of God. That's what the Bible is teaching us. And that is why Paul was able to say, let everyone submit to all governing authorities. What he's saying is that you align yourself, okay, to the place of authority, that you submit to them. I know some of you are asking questions now. How far is the submission going to be? Eh, paano pag hindi sumusunod sa mga pananaw at pamamaraan ng Panginoon, yung gobyerno, anong gagawin mo? Okay, we'll answer that later. But what I want us to understand for now is that God is sovereign. There is no power, no authority in heaven or in earth is independent of God. God has, you know, always has the one, has his hand on them. I hope we're getting this. Because if we understand this, then we will be able to see, okay, that God is, not only is he sovereign, but then we will be able to do what Paul is saying. Because it is God who instituted government. There is no power, no authority, okay, na hindi binigay ni God. Okay, mayon? Are we clear on that? Okay, so God, government is God ordained. Number two, government, okay, is God's agent of justice. God's agent of justice. Huh, Pastor, eh, ba't ganun ang daming injustice? Okay. Well, let's look at that. This is what Paul is saying. Paul also understood that. Paul, when Paul wrote this, remember, when they were asked to leave Rome, that wasn't justice. Okay. When Paul was beaten and was, you know, was struck with a rod 39 times without being judged, without being tried, okay, as a Roman citizen, that wasn't just. But what God is saying, this is His divine design for government. The government is supposed to be an agent of justice. Okay, look at the verse. Therefore, verse 2, therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed. Medyo po mabigat po ito, ha? Okay. Whoever resists authorities resists what God has appointed. And those who resist will incur judgment. You know, that word resist there is actually the word parang sinasama that you will get your armies, okay, against the authority. You're aligning and getting your armies ready to actually fight the one in authority. Now, God says, the Bible says, not me, that God instituted all authorities. Therefore, what Paul is saying, okay, whoever resists the authorities are not actually resisting the authorities. You are resisting who? God Himself. Now, when Paul was saying that, that wasn't so easy for them. That wasn't so easy. But, that's what he said. Next verse says, for rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Okay? So what Paul is saying, if you will do what is right, you shouldn't be afraid of authorities. Di ba? Pagka nagda-drive ka, natatakot ka ba pagka nakikita may mga MMDA? Unless coding ka. Di ba? Pag nagda-drive ka, ang gamit mo, diesel. Kapag ba nandyan yung mga nag-emission testing sa daan, natatakot ka. Hindi, kapag alam mo, bago yung sakyan mo. Pero pag luma na, medyo iiwasan mo ngayon yung mga nag-emission test, no? Diba, nandito sila sa kaliwa, sa kanan, pupunta ka as far left as you can, no? Tapos magugulat ka, biglang may harang sa'yo, no? Napansin nyo yan dyan sa Marcos Highway? No? Nang inaharang ka talaga. Harangin ka. Di ba? Because, you know, what Paul is saying, okay, if you do good conduct, you shouldn't be afraid of them. Now, what Paul is not saying is this. Okay, sabi niya, would you have no fear of the one who is an authority, then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. Tama po eh. That's what the Bible is saying. Now, not let me also say to you that what Paul, this is not what Paul is saying. Paul is not saying that if you all the time do what is right, that the government or the people on authority will not harm you. Paul is not saying that. But what Paul is saying is this is God's divine design for government. Number one, He put them in power. Number two, the purpose of them is to actually, the purpose of government and people on authorities is number one, to promote good and to prevent evil. That's their job. Kaya sinasabi ni Paul dyan. If you do what's good, you shouldn't be afraid of them. Because yun yung job nila eh. Pero minsan, kahit na ginagawa mo yung tama, have you noticed this? Pag may ginagawa kang tama, minsan lalo kang tinutulak na hindi gawin yung tama. You know, sometimes it's an experience in the government. The more you comply with what they're asking you, the more it becomes hard. Apply ka ng business permit. Ano unang hanapin sa'yo? Barangay clearance. Pag may barangay clearance ka na, dapat meron kang DTI. Tama? Pag may DTI ka na, pupunta ka na ngayon doon sa munisipyo. Pagdating mo sa munisipyo, hihingan ka ng health certificate. Tapos, aatin ka ng fire department. Yan. Tapos, andahin mo nga adinan. No? Andahin mo pupuntahan. And sometimes you feel na you're doing what is right and parang iniisip mo tuloy, bakit palagi nila akong iniipit? No, but parang pinupush nila ako to do what is wrong. No? But you know what Paul is saying here, you keep doing what is right. Keep doing what is right, but it doesn't mean that the government will not harm you. Because nakita nila yun, even in their own life, even in the life of Jesus. Did Jesus do anything wrong? Tanong po yun, pwede po kayong sumagot. Wala naman siyang ginawang mali, di ba? And yet, he was crucified. Was that just? No. Now, what we're saying is this. There is no place in the Bible for personal and private vengeance. Kasi minsan, gusto mong gumande. Di ba? Minsan, gusto mong gumande. And what God is saying to us is that we need to keep doing what is right. Kaya nga ang tanong, ito malamang tinatanong ng marami sa atin is this. Paano kung yung gobyerno hindi sumusunod sa Diyos? Should we submit to them? Should we submit to authorities? What if the government is corrupt? Should we submit to the authorities? Let's look at what happened to Daniel. Diba? Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar. Anong ginawa ng King, yung Daniel's friends, si Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? What happened to them? You know, the king, in king's friends, decided, you know what, king, you know what you need to do? Why don't you build this statue and let every time you blow the trumpet, everybody bows down to them? Anong ginawa ni Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? They didn't obey that. This is what I want you to understand. We do not submit when authority forbids what God commands. You simply don't do that. And commands what God forbids. So yun yung standard mo. You submit only kapag yung ginagawa nila is something that God does not forbid. Pag pinupush ka nila to worship idols, okay, remember in this time, when Paul wrote this to the Roman believers, yung mga emperor, they believe that they're God. And you ought to declare that Caesar is God. And what Paul is saying to them, you need to submit to them in areas that you need to submit to. Number one, God, government is God ordained. Number two, government is God's agent. Number three, government is God's ministers. Now, this is something that I want to do, no? Kasi many times, pagka kinakausap mo yung mga tao, no? Lalo yung mga Christians today, when you ask them, you know, what do you want to be? Ako gusto kong maging, gusto kong maging mayor. O gusto kong magkaroon ng power sa government. Anong madalas sinasabi? Huwag ka dyan, anak. Marumi ang buhay na yan. Narinig niyo na po ba yun? Yung mga tao, di-discourage ka, huwag kang papasok ng politiko, marumi yan. But what we need to understand is that government and the people in the government are actually God's ministers. Look at the verse that we, kanina, verse 4. For he is God's servant. People and authorities are God's servant. And that is the same word, okay, that's the same Greek word when Paul was talking to the leaders of the church. Yung elders, deacons, that's the same word. Okay, what he's saying is that they are, the people in government and authorities, they may not know it, they might not acknowledge it, but what the Bible is saying is that they are God's servants for your good. For if you do wrong, be afraid. For he does not bear his sword in vain. For he is what? The servant of God. Again, si Lord po yung nag-umbisa ng Avengers. Okay. An Avenger who carries out God's wrath on wrongdoers. Okay, they are God's ministers. Next verse says, for because of this, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God. Let me just say this, okay? I know there are people who think that politics is dirty. But I believe that they are also called by God. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful if you will go to your, local government and visit your mayor or visit your homeowners association, and then even though you don't agree with them, And then you come and, you know, and then tell them and then just pray for them. And just actually say to them, you know what? You are here not because you like to be here. You are here because God allowed you to be here. And you have a purpose. You know, if you will just do that, I think a lot of our leaders will actually be stunned by that. Because a lot of times when people will come to them, ang pinasabi sa kanila palagi, ina-accuse sila. Diba? Or sometimes naman, they will go there so that they will get something out of them. But we need to understand that we are, okay, as people of God, we need to understand that people in government are God's ministers as well. They are ministers of God. They are servants of God. So in the, yung calling natin as pastors, as leaders, okay, they also have the same calling. May calling din sila. And God called them that. So, okay, meron po ba dito? Is there anyone here in the crowd that are in the government right now? Working in the government? Raise your hands. Huwag po kayo mahiya. Yan, no? Huwag niyo pong lapitan ito mamaya, baka mahingi kayo ng idea. Okay. No. But again, raise your hand. Okay, later on, we want to pray for you. We want to pray for these people. Is there anyone here in the room? Anyone here in the room that feels that you should be in government? That you want to be in government? That you want to serve in government? You know, ayan, no? Konti lang. I hope and pray that there will be more. Okay. Because this is, anyan eh, calling din ni God yan eh. And you are attending to what God is saying. Verse 7 says this, pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Listen, this is important, okay, that word honor. I think what we need to do, okay, as believers, we need to honor our leaders. We might not agree with them. We might not like what their lifestyle is showing, but they're still leaders. And because leaders in our government are people that God put and instituted, okay? You have to realize that. Don't think na kasi kaya sila nasa power, ang dami lang makinarya eh. Ang dami nilang mga connection. No, you have to understand that God is sovereign. That God is more sovereign than these people. Okay, if God does not want them to be in power, they will not be in power. That, you know, if God does not want people in authority right now in this nation, they can be gone in a blink of an eye. But yet, God allowed them to be in the position that they are in right now. So as believers, we need to honor them. We need to actually speak word of encouragement to them. Okay, po ba yun? I think that's what we need to do. Okay, again, submission to government is our expression of our submission to God. Because verse 2 says, if we resist those in authorities, we're actually resisting God. And the opposite is true. Submission to government is our expression to our submission to God. Next, not only that, obedience to the government is a mark of an authentic Christian. Is a mark of an authentic Christian. Now, let's bring this home very, you know, kasi minsan iniisip natin yung malalaking loss sa government eh, no? Minsan, you know, as a believer, minsan we just need to follow the basic laws of government. Halimbawa, bawal tumawi dito. Di ba? We're all guilty. Na? Tumatawid, dumalakad ka dun sa walang sign na bawal tumawi dito, dun ka tumatawid. No? Diligan ka na nga ng footbridge, ayaw mo pa. Okay? Simpleng bagay. Ask for a receipt. Do you ask for receipts? Di ba sa inyo nagdi-demand eh? Kaya sabi, demand for your receipts, no? Pero yung simpleng bagay, pagtapon ng basura, sinabihan ka na ng barangay nyo, please segregate. Di ba? Segregate, simpleng bagay yan. Di ba? Do you segregate? Sabi ba, ano po yun? You know, simpleng bagay, because as a Christian, we need to obey the laws. Di ba? No U-turn. Ang layo naman ng U-turn ako pag hindi ako nag-U-turn doon. Di ba? Do we only obey? Kasi authentic eh. You know, we have to understand that Christianity is not just a compartmentalized thing. Christianity, our Christian life should not be segregated na sa church lang okay. Pero pagdating sa pagsunod na sa government, iba na. So in closing, what we need to do, okay, as an authentic Christian, number one, knowing that the government and the people in authorities are not in authorities without God. Number one, what we need to do? Number one, we need to submit. Okay, as Christian, Christian submits to the authorities. Again, when you only submit, okay, you do not submit when the government forbids you or asks you to do something that God forbids. Okay? Simple lang. Pagka hindi yung sinasabi ng God sa Bible, then you shouldn't be doing that. But I think paying your taxes is something that God says. Do you agree? Okay, we're all sometimes guilty of that. Pay our taxes. Katatapos lang buo ng April. Alright? But submit to authorities. An authentic Christian does what is right. Simpleng bagay. Following traffic rules. Pagka yellow, you don't go faster. Okay? Kasi baligtad sa atin, pagka yellow na, go faster eh. No? Imbis na mag-slow down ka, go faster. No? Let beat the traffic. Tapos pagka nahuhuli ka, tapos makikiusap ka ngayon kay MMDA. Hindi ko po nakita. Ano po kasi ako eh, colorblind. No? Kung ano nung daylan, ang sinasabi mo. So, that's what is right. You know, as a Christian, do we follow? You know, and then, another thing, you know, doing what is right. Just yesterday, Bob, just to share with you. Simpleng bagay eh. You know, kasi pataga Sumulong Highway ako eh. Sumulong Highway. In the morning, I took my daughter to her tutorial. On our way home, grabbing traffic. Marcos Highway going to Sumulong. Ang traffic, nandiyan na sa PhilInvest. Sobra as in, ang daming sasakyan, hindi ko talaga maintindihan. And I was starting to complain with my daughter in front of me, next to me. Ay, grabe naman tong traffic na to. Bakit palagi ng traffic? And then all of a sudden, I realized, teka muna, ito pala yung pipreach natin this Sunday, di ba? You know, submitting to authorities, you know, doing what is right. And then instead of people complaining, I started praying. No, I let my daughter hear me pray. I go, Lord, I pray that you will grant wisdom to the traffic enforcers, that they will have wisdom on how to deal with this problem. Lord, that there will be no more traffic like this. Okay? Instead of complaining, let's keep praying. Okay? You know, wag ganyan, kasi pag may mga nangyayaring masama sa atin, we use that as an excuse to complain and to criticize. Instead, let's use it as an excuse to pray. As an authentic Christian, that's what is right. Because God and the people in government are agent of justice. And lastly, an authentic Christian honors and respects those in authority. Honors and respect those in authority. You know, is there room for disagreement? Do you always have to agree with what the government is saying? Do you always have to agree with people in authority? No, you don't. But let us honor them. Kasi minsan, ang dali nating mga ano eh, no? Pagka hindi natin gusto yung sinabi ni Pinoy, no? Kaya tuloy si Pinoy, may mga picture dun. Ako na naman may kasalanan. Lahat na lang ako. Di ba? Parang, and you know, we might not like him, we might not like what he's doing, but he is in power. As believers, we ought to respect him and honor him for his office because it was God who put him there. Yung mayor nyo. Di ba? Mayor natin. Mayor namin po si Inares. Okay? Yung barangay captain namin. Yung aming Homeowners Association, the board of directors, the president. You know, these are people that I might not like, that I might not agree with, but because God says I need to honor them. God says I can disagree with them, but I still need to honor them. You know, there are things in the Philippines that are happening that we don't like. Di ba? Andami. There are issues in this nation na nakakala natin ang sagot, magrebelde ka. And you just say things about the government. Kasi minsan inisip natin, sino magsasalita? Kung di ako magsasalita, who will? Really? You know, there's another thing I need you to really go home with. Okay? God is always doing something more than we know. God is always doing something more than we know. There are things that's happening in your life today. You know, there are things that's happening in our nation today that we might not understand. But God is sovereign. I want us all to stand. Because I believe God wants us to be authentic. In our walk with God, in our relationship to our government. I think God wants us to be authentic, okay, in relationship to the way we handle ourselves towards people in authority. And I think we need to stop thinking that Christianity is only good on a Sunday. That Christianity should only be good in church. No, no, no. Christianity should affect every aspect of our lives. And that includes our relationship with our government and people and authorities. Again, many of us maybe have experienced injustice in the government, maltreatment. But that does not give us an excuse to put down, to criticize, to badmouth our government. Because Jesus said, and Paul said the same thing. Give honor to whom honor is due. And I think the government deserves our honor and our respect. Can you just bow down your hands and close your eyes? Lord, we just want to come before you right now and ask that you be with us. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you would bring conviction to our hearts. Lord, there are areas in our lives, even right now, maybe we're very critical about our government. Maybe there are things that we said about the government. Lord, I pray that you would help us repent of that. Lord, help us repent for the things that we've said, things that we have posted on Facebook, things that we have tweeted, things that we have said in the social media or even in front of our children and people around us, thinking that we are doing it because no one else will do it. But Lord, today we acknowledge that you are the one who set up kings and remove kings. In the same manner, Lord, you can do that to this nation. And as everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, and if you're here today and you know that you're guilty of criticizing and having this bad, critical spirit and rebellious spirit towards the government without nobody looking around, would you just raise your hand and just acknowledge that before God and say, God, cleanse me, forgive me, Lord God, for this attitude. Yes, thank you, Lord. He's here today. Lord, we just pray that you would cleanse us, Lord God. Forgive us for criticizing our government, for criticizing those people in authorities. And Lord, we even pray that you would grant them the wisdom that they need in everything that they're doing. Thank you, Lord. Just put your hands down now. And again, I want us to pray for people in government authorities. If that's you, just raise your hand. If you're with a government, you're working in the government office, okay? Just raise your hands high so we can see you. Okay, you see these people? Can we just, those people around these guys are raising their hand. Would you just lay your hands on them? You know what's so amazing about God? Kasi pag iniisip mo, kala mo wala nang mga mabubuting tao sa government, di ba? Minsan parang ang gulo ko. No, that's not true. There are always people that God would use in the government. Okay, even in the Old Testament. Even during the time of Elijah. Even during the time of Daniel. Makikita mo lang, God has always someone in the government in doing what is right, in keeping His standard. And Lord, we just pray for these people right now. Lord, we pray that you would, that they would be like Daniel in whatever areas of government they are in. Lord, I pray that they would be people that with of authority and influence, Lord God, that they will be able to stand for what is right and to speak to what is right. And Lord God, that they will be an example of people who respect and honor those who are in authority over them. Lord, honor these people or give them the strength and the power, Lord, to do that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down now. You know, another group of people I want to pray for. Again, yung mga tao na gusto mag-work sa government. You know, that you want to be a public servant. You want to be, okay? You want to be part of your barangay. Barangay, you want to be part of your council. You want to be part of the city, okay, governance. Is that you? Would you just raise your hand? Raise your hand right now. Again, let's just pray for these people. I'm going to ask Pastor Dan just to pray for these people. Pastor Dan, can you please pray for these people who are raising their hands, who wanted to be in the government?
Lord, thank you, Father, for these heroes, Lord. We believe that, Lord, as you have put the desire in their hearts, Lord, to be working in the government, Lord, I pray that you will also give the grace. Lord, give the grace, God, na hindi sila masway, that they will take a stand. And Lord, even people around them in their offices, Lord, would also have convictions as they see, Lord, the lives of these people. I pray that, Lord, you will put them in the right office. Lord, I pray that, Lord, they will not stop, Lord, until, Lord, they will, Lord, contribute something, Lord, so that our government, our nation, Lord, will be for your glory and honor. We thank you, Lord.